This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio
Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison. May I introduce you to the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Monsieur Michael Monsieur.
Monsieur. That's what my French teacher used to call me. Monsieur Michel.
Say that again.
Monsieur Michel. Michael Monsieur. In French is, yes. But it's not pronounced Monsieur, it's Monsieur.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have an attitude about French. One of the problems I had with French, I studied French 11 years.
Really?
And one of the problems
I had
with...
So you're a genius in French.
Well, my problem with French is the attitude it conveys is not the attitude of my personality.
No.
We all have a certain manner of...
You're not Hercule Poirot.
You know, all of a sudden, I'm not making fun of French. I'm just saying it's a whole different attitude. Like, I would never come on with that type of effeteness if I were talking to you in English.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So my French sounds kind of crude. I sound like a, you know, like a unsophisticated Frenchman.
Okay.
Language is a funny thing. I tell
it
you,
is.
You know,
that's true. Yes,
you know,
all
communication.
Right.
You want to do this chart, or do you want to talk about international linguistics?
Well,
and,
I thought maybe we would do the chart.
Therein.
I thought we could do the chart in French. You could do the top 10 people's names in French and the stories in en français. You want to try that for just a...
Or I could do it with an accent. Now, let's do it in plain old English. Here we go.
Right.
At number 10, the Hollywood strikes. At number 9, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 8, the army private in North Korea. Number 7, abortion laws. At number 6, the Jason Aldean controversy. At number 4, immigration and border control. At number 3, the Hunter Biden investigation. Number 2, the 2024 presidential race. And number 1, Trump's legal battles. The people on the survey at 10, Travis King, Jason Aldean at 9, Kevin McCarthy at 8, Marjorie Taylor Greene at 7. 6 is Hunter Biden along with Greg Shepley and Joseph Ziegler. Joe Manchin is at 5, Ron DeSantis at 4, 3 is Jack Smith and Aileen Cannon. Joe Biden is 2, and Donald Trump is at number 1, and there's your hodgepodge of the week.
The hodgepodge, I like that. Yes.
It is a hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge, yes, it certainly
all
is.
All kinds of weird figures in there, country singers.
Right. What do you make of that? Okay, so let's start with that. Just the number 6 item on the story list this week is Jason Aldean's video. It's not the controversy, but the song's been out since May. So this is he stands in front of a courthouse and, you know, whatever it is that you find objectionable or not about this. Why does this get into, what is there about it? You're the person who interprets what people are thinking and how it plays on talk radio. So what is there about this that turns itself into an upside down, inside out?
This one sort of blindsided me. You know, I hadn't been following it until just recently, and it basically has to do with, you know, the fact that in a small town you can't get away with certain things, and some people see it as a pro-lynching message. And the Country Music Association has gotten involved, and it's been banned, and all kinds of things. So I guess those who follow this closely feel that it incites violence and mob.
Does it?
Mob rule. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Well,
are you shocked that I haven't seen it? As I said up front, I disclaimed it.
I saw when we talked about it earlier in the week on the Good Day program, I looked at it a little bit, and for me, I can't even understand the words. listening to it. I don't know how to be. That's about it.
They said so, that? Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
How offensive. Now I understand why.
Uh-huh. Right. All right. Let's talk about the extreme weather. It is or it isn't. It does or it doesn't. Number five this week on the story list are the heat wave stories about Florida and the temperature of the water and the Keys and the extreme. I think we went through this last summer and the summer before. And so where does it go? Is it that intense? Is there that much pressure on the power grid because of all of the horrible things happening? The weather is Mother Nature getting us.
Well, I don't know whether Mother Nature is getting us, but Mother Nature has always been somebody to deal with, you know, even all the way back to those margarine commercials when we were kids.
Right.
You know, don't mess with Mother Nature.
No.
Or don't fool with her. Don't annoy her.
Yeah.
Nature, you know, the world, even though Earth is designed to host human life and a lot of other species, it's a pretty dangerous place. And it's a constant battle, you know, for survival for all life, let alone human life. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me that every summer is the hottest or the wettest or the most dangerous or everything is the most. Every storm is the biggest.
So ridiculous.
The coldest.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't it feel that way?
Yeah.
It trend in the last... You know, what, 20 years, 15 years? This has been going on a while.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it's that we're just increasingly sensitive to the elements, and thus they feel the worst or they seem the worst. You know, we have this entitlement, this attitude of entitlement that the world is a safe, comfortable, air-conditioned, perfectly, you know, balanced place for us. And it's not. Exactly. But isn't that true?
We
have this, like, how dare the Earth change its temperatures?
Oh, my God, yes.
You know,
change,
storms.
Yeah. Humans are more important than anything else.
Yeah, we're the center of the universe.
Right. So there's a big heat wave in Europe and yada, yada, yada. One of the things with regard to this, an ancillary story about the number five topic, is that Delta flight that left passengers on the jet for 4 hours. What in the name of God are these people thinking? Do they have anybody in management? I usually think Delta is the best of all of our domestic airlines. But to have people sit on a plane for 4 hours in Phoenix when the temperature outside is 112 degrees. They can't really keep the plane. They have an internal engine that sort of keeps the air conditioning working. But the baking sun on that plane sitting out there, it's a tube of metal, and it just absorbs all of the sun and all of the heat. What are they to get? You know, the people of Delta, well, left the gate on time. Yeah, that's all they care about. Their statistics. This is a very embarrassing situation for Delta, and one wonders if we are growing a whole group of automatons. Maybe this is artificial intelligence at its worst, even though humans make the decision. Who thinks this is okay?
Yeah, well, I certainly know the people that were on that plane didn't think it was okay.
No!
And you hear stories about that all the time. I mean, you know, you want to talk about problems in the air travel business, or do you want to talk about problems in all services and competence management and competence in execution?
Yep.
I mean, there seems to be a tremendous amount of incompetence across the board in terms of...
Well, they're too big. These companies are too big. They can't be managed. And that's,
that's a good point.
There was a big to-do this week about Microsoft buying some gaming company, and the Federal Trade Commission doesn't want them to do it, and they took them to court. And it's not going to be as easy to keep them from doing it as one might think. Joe Biden, when he went into office, said, we're going to break up all these monopolies. Well, guess what? There are only four or five companies that control all the grocery stores in the country. Mm-hmm. You start from that. There are four or five companies that control most of the big agribusinesses that grow the food that you eat, unless you're going to your local family farmer. And it's this, you know, look around at who's buying it. The Chinese government has bought up a couple of car companies because they want to control. They can't. They don't have the ability to make them themselves. So they're buying companies that do, so they can throw their. You know, it's not just America. It's internationally. Everything is getting bigger and bigger, harder and harder. It's like organized crime, for God's sakes.
Colder and colder, more distant. It's hard to get somebody on the phone.
Verizon? What a joke.
You know, you have to wait on hold for an hour.
Yeah.
You can't find a person to give you an answer. The answers are not the answers to the questions you asked. This is going on all over the place. That is definitely a trend.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess The counterpoint to it is, well, it's the economics of scale. Bigger companies are able to provide lower prices and
baloney
services.
Yeah,
bunk
them.
That's the case. And then again, I would rather pay more.
Yeah, thank you. Yep.
You know,
speaking of the, there's an interesting lawsuit going on this week. RICO, you know, again, I'm sticking with number five for a moment, if I may, with your permission.
Do whatever you like.
Thank you. A lawsuit that has been filed by an environmental group to hold fossil fuel companies responsible for climate change. They are, according to the allegations, they have violated the RICO Act, which is, if you know the RICO Act, that's supposed to fight organized crime.
Yeah,
so they're claiming that they're running a racket. Well, I mean, you can make that argument.
It's racketeering. It's organized crime. Racketeering.
Yeah.
The RICO.
The Saudis are on the top of the list.
Almost anything, you know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here's something you can apply to having a good time. Let's go to Las Vegas. Let's get away. I'm giving you the opportunity through the good hosts at 541 Travel to win two free nights in Las Vegas by just calling 800-419-3684. There's no gimmick. There's no scam here. You don't have to buy anything. It's so easy. You just, at this point, be one of the first 10 callers to dial up 800-419-3684, and you have two free nights in a fabulous Las Vegas hotel. Now, if you want to stay four nights, then you'll have to pay for a couple of nights, but that's part of the deal. You get at least two free. You want to go for a week? Fine. Pay for five nights, get two free. That's the way it works. You don't have to buy anything, as I said. Just call 800-419-3684. You got that number? Did you write that down, Michael?
Yeah. 800. I'm all set to come.
Okay, good. 800-419-3684. It'll be a nice way. Why don't you do it? You're thinking about, this is a weekend program, thinking about going on vacay someplace. Start it there. 800-419-3684.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tool since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTRCM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post the job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me.
My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Change at the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of July 17th to the 21st. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. My name is Doug Steffen. I have been with Michael doing this program for decades, each week, nonstop, without interruption, every week of the year. We go through the things that have been big in the world of news talk radio conversationally. And so we don't necessarily always take them. Michael starts by going through in order the stories and the people list and stuff. And then sometimes we take a little, we veer to the left, we veer to the right. And I don't mean politically. It just is that some of the things that come, one of the things I'm most thankful for, actually, is what you can do with something with a, I don't like the word topic because I think it's overused. It's an idea. There are all kinds of ideas that can be an offshoot of one story. For example, number one this week is all about Trump, isn't it always? With Trump, it's always all about Trump. So there was a survey done by YouGov that I'm guessing a lot of the right-of-center talk radio hosts will steer away from, Michael, because basically it suggests that the voters who will vote for Trump are racists, and that the people who vote for Trump think that racism against whites is the biggest problem at the moment that Donald Trump needs to address. Reparations against black Americans. Most Americans oppose reparations. That was one of the questions in the poll. So I don't know that this was that Trump designed this. It's just that everybody uses his name to get attention. I don't think Trump had anything to do with this at all, frankly. But yet, Trump, you see that name right away. Okay, we better go look and see what this is all about. And so what is there? Can we escape it?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a survey that was done.
I understand that. I understand that. But what do you? What is your point?
My point is that Trump is like a lightning rod, and anything that's associated with his name gets attention that otherwise, if it was Joe Smith, wouldn't. If it was the same thing happening to Joe Smith, it wouldn't get any attention at all. But because Trump's name is on it, let's see what we can do to stir people up
Trump is a major player.
He's
a major player in the national scene.
But why?
He's a former president.
Well, but why did he become? Why did he want to be president?
The same way any other person wants to become president. They want power. They want prestige. Maybe they want to make a change in the world. That really isn't usually the case anymore.
No.
They just want power and prestige.
And
seldom is anybody drafted to that position. That's something that they seek, as evidenced by how many people run on both parties.
Mm-hmm.
And he has developed a lifetime penchant for publicity.
Yeah.
He's been promoting himself. He's made a lot of money, or so he says.
Yeah,
he seems to, and he promotes himself incessantly for decades. Mm-hmm. So that's why Trump is where he's at.
Yeah, I just find it interesting how the world thinks or people think. That's part of what we talk about here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael and Doug, 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Russian President Vladimir Putin will not travel to South Africa for a BRICS Nations summit next month.
That's because the country would be required to arrest Putin for war crimes that Russia has allegedly committed during its invasion of Ukraine. South Africa belongs to the International Criminal Court, which issued an arrest warrant for Putin in March. According to the president of South Africa, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will take his place at the summit. The Kremlin says that Putin will attend virtually. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A gunman has killed two people at the start of the Women's Soccer World Cup in New Zealand. FIFA said the shooting was an isolated incident and not related to the World Cup. The Biden administration suspending funding for the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. That's according to a memo from the Department of Health and Human Services. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
At the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. As I said, this is the week of July 17th to 21st, so we are fully 1 month into summertime according to the calendar. We have summer. I don't judge it by the summer. I judge it by the baseball season.
Are you enjoying this baseball season that has been revamped and now baseball is making a comeback?
Faster. Right, isn't it?
Baseball. Bing, bang, fast. Boom. Get that pitch off.
The only people that don't like that are the advertisers because they can't advertise as much. Baseball is the biggest draw for successful commercials. You know that. I know that because we watch what's going on in the business. But it's very interesting that people desire, people who have businesses want to sell their products in baseball games. More than football, for whatever the reason. I don't know why that is, but then there's sports talk radio. How is that maturing, by the way? Just as an aside, expert as you are on talk radio, sports talk has become a big thing. It looks to me like there are more stations changing to that format. Is that
many of them are going to that format because they see a potential financial bonanza in the spread of betting.
And,
the advertising that comes with betting.
Yep.
So the culture of talk of sports talk radio and the finances of sports talk radio, which are, of course, closely related, are very, very influenced by the legalization of gambling that is taking place all over the country on a very, very rapid level.
Yeah. Well, the whole business about business, if you will, looking at those who would say, we're going into a recession, things are terrible, look out below. No, not at all.
Yeah, stock market recession. Where is it? Where's the recession?
Yeah. The inflation rate's down to 3%. Stock markets this week closed up. Matter of fact, they weren't up. Yeah, they weren't fabulous, but they were up. This is the ninth consecutive session, and the first time since the beginning of 2017 that there has been this much uptick in the markets. So is anybody looking at that beside the Wall Street Journal, maybe an inside business? Everybody else says, oh, look at this, I can't buy a car. No, it's all in your head, or most of it is.
Well, it depends on who you talk to, you know. It depends on who
right,
you talk to.
Exactly, yeah.
The people that politicize everything, they're the furthest from the reality. Mm-hmm. They just use whatever statistics they can and twist them to forward their political agenda.
It's exasperating, isn't it?
If inflation goes down, it's not to Biden's credit. If inflation goes up, it's because of Biden. If Trump becomes president and things seem okay, he caused it. If it doesn't seem okay, it's the other party's fault. There is not an honest discussion of the economy and politics. It's been weaponized and politicized. As a result, it's full of lies. Mm-hmm. And that has polluted our thinking. And so it depends on who you talk to. And then, of course, not everybody experiences the same economic environment. You know, whereas some people may be better off, there are other people who are worse off based upon the same story and the same statistics. So it's complicated.
Yep. All right, let's go back to number eight, the story about the Army private who jumped over the line into North Korea because he was in trouble with the Army. I can't imagine anybody being that ill-informed or that dumb. But
going from the frying pan to the fire.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
And so there's another one of these stories that didn't get talked much about this week. This so-called influencer, I always love it. People who get
I hate that word.
Isn't it an awful word?
I hate dumb that word. It's such a dumb, shallow extension of our current media.
Right. Yeah. So what does it mean if when you go to the bank and you want to borrow money and you put down the occupation, influencer? What the hell? What does that mean? I'm an influencer. So anyway, this woman who's 22 years old says her name is Tierra Allen. She runs the Sassy Trucker social media account. I don't know. Have you ever gone to the, have you ever read the Sassy Trucker? The Sassy Trucker podcast.
Sounds like something that I must participate in after.
So she went to Dubai this week to do a story. And she rented a car from one of the local car rental companies and got into an argument with the person behind the desk about the cost of the car. So now she was arrested, and she's facing 2 years in jail because of how she conducted herself. 2 years in prison because she was rude to the car rental boss. And that's how it is in Dubai, and that's how it is, frankly, in a lot of places in the Middle East. It isn't like America where you can argue and call people names and yell and scream and expect to get somewhere. But this is a story that really didn't get very far this week because of the Army private and what went on. So do we have an exchange? Do we get this influencer? Is she going to be worth trading for somebody that they want in Dubai? Or does this woman go spend 2 weeks in jail? She's the mother of I guess, one child, maybe two. She's 29 years old. And that's Tierra Allen. That's what I know about her. And the sassy trucker.
If she doesn't stay in the news, she'll be forgotten in 2 weeks. And
she won't be an influencer anymore.
I mean, yeah, right? an influencer. Oh, right. Gosh.
Oh, she went over to do a story on luxury shopping, as it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's not going to... That's it.
Well, everything about Dubai makes me wonder. It makes me wonder. Like, yeah. What the hell is going on there?
Well, she also wanted to do a story. It was luxury shopping and also driving a truck. The two stories that she was doing while she was in Dubai. There's a picture of her, apparently well-endowed lady, driving a truck with her bra on. That's what I'm looking at as I look at this website. So, and apparently she swore at the counter official and made a rude gesture. To the counter employee. And so there you go.
Well, you know, the act of arguing has different cultural meanings around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I deal with the radio scene internationally, which comes my way, which is not, yeah. You know, most of my stuff is domestic, but
right.
It's a shrinking world and people yeah. come to me. I find that there's a lot of countries think that American talk radio is violent, that the arguments are very, very rude and crude and divisive.
Some of them are.
Some of them are, but, you know, freedom of speech and democracy are not tidy.
Okay. I don't want to interrupt you, but I
yes,
am.
Yes, you do. That's my thing. Go ahead. I count on it. I only prepare half a thought for everything I say because I can count on you to bail me out.
You
want to
finish
me.
The thought and
no,
then.
I didn't have a thought. Go.
Oh, yes, you did.
So, yeah, I'm just teasing you. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
I think I've forgotten what I was going to say, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well.
No, I do. Actually, I think I did forget what I was going to say.
You forgot.
Yeah,
I forgot
the whole thing. Tell me what you were talking about, and then I'll remember
what I was saying is that democracy, what triggered you when I said was freedom of speech and democracy
oh,
are not tidy.
That's right. Okay, freedom of speech. So RFK Jr. is being shut down by the liberal or the left of center, I don't like liberal, but left of center press because of his points of view on vaccines. So do we have freedom of speech or do we not? I happen to think RFK is a very interesting character, frankly, for any number of reasons. But because he's outspoken and the family says, well, we're going to distance ourselves from what he has to say. And there are others who say, how dare he talk about those things? That nobody, those are unproven, unfounded things. According to whom?
That's not freedom of speech. I mean,
it's not
freedom. No, but freedom. No, it is freedom. Freedom of speech means people have the right to say you're full of it, and we don't want to hear it from you.
But that's true.
It doesn't guarantee you a soapbox.
Well,
this is one of the, you're illustrating one of the examples of how people don't really understand freedom of speech. And there's two levels to it. One is a spirit, and the other is it's a law. The letter of the law, the First Amendment, is a very different thing than the spirit of open conversation and freedom of speech. They're two very different things. When somebody says, you know, freedom of speech, I have the right to say this. Well, yeah, you have the right to say it. I have the right to say you're a jerk.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
How many times do people
But do I have the right to try to shut them down? Yes, you do.
You have the right
out.
To shut them down if it's within your business, your platform, your church, your company, your radio station, your newspaper. Of course you have the right to do that. That's your freedom of speech.
Mm.
If the government could say you've got to print everything and say everything and give everybody a platform on your dime, that's the opposite of freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very easy to misunderstand that. That was the whole problem with the fairness doctrine. Don't want to get into all of that, but, you know.
Well, that was, for the advent of Limbaugh, that was the end of the fairness doctrine. Or he came about
Well, the end of the fairness doctrine was the advent of Limbaugh, not vice versa. But no, you know, I don't want to have to. Do you want to have to put every jerk out there with every opinion that you know is bogus or that you just don't agree with on your radio show?
Not unless I can have Adam.
Well, yeah, and then you'd be, somebody would say, oh, you're infringing on their freedom of speech. Or if you tell somebody, I don't agree with what you're saying, they'll say, well, I have the right to say it. I'm not complaining about your right to say it. I'm using my right to say that what you're saying is crap.
There you go. That's you heard it here first.
In action.
Yes, Michael Harrison back in a moment on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Okay, team, line's already around the block, and we're open in 10. Yesterday, we had three-hour wait time.
Chef Pierre's staff is a little under-seasoned.
Why is this pot not boiling yet?
An experienced sous chef is the missing ingredient in his kitchen.
What do you mean, plate or a bowl? You work at La Pasta in La Cup.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. The scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer-lasting scent.
Martha Stewart is not here. Couldn't make it this week, but Michael Harrison is.
Yay.
Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Remember when she was the number one issue because she went to jail for insider trading? How many people didn't go to jail? That's maybe this. That was always the subject. The way I looked at it wasn't that she was going to jail. It's how many people have done the same thing that never did go to jail. However, that has nothing to do with anything we're talking about now.
Yeah, really?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, where'd that come from? Yeah. So, this week on the Michael Harrison interview, you have chosen yet one more brilliant conversationalist to enthrall the audience. So tell
us about this. It's interesting. It's for media freaks. It's not talk radio. It's about music. Jonathan Scott, a British collector of music and a writer, wrote a book called Into the Groove, The History of Sound from Tinfoil to Vinyl. It's about how the history of recording goes back to Edison and the phonograph and grooves and the question, does music sound better when it's on vinyl or if it's digital? It's just a lot of fun, very informative, and I'm very proud of it. I think people will enjoy it. Jonathan Scott is the guest. Into the Groove is his book. I love the word groove and groovy, very, very dated.
Yeah.
And it's at mhinterview.com.
Feeling groovy.
Yeah. Look at all the songs that use that word. We've got a groovy kind of love. Feeling groovy.
Yeah.
Grooving on a Sunday. You know, the word groovy, which is the most dated word from the 60s, was the coolest word in all the words I've ever known as a person who studies deeply superficial popular culture. groovy was groovy. Was
it
the
makes
best word
you.
Ever.
Yeah, but it makes you groovy. Michael Harrison, if nothing else,
I am groovy.
Is groovy.
Yeah, man. I once worked on a radio station that its slogan was the new groove.
Really?
Yeah.
And the call letters were WGRU.
No, it was definitely WFM in New York.
That's even better.
1812.
Just after Marconi took his first nap. All right, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here with our Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. It's 10 minutes before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
See how clever I can be. I'm hooked on Chuck Curry on Moving Moments. How's that? Is that good, Chucker?
That's good, Chuck. I like it.
You like that? Yeah, right. All right, like so it. Here's Captain Hook, or the movie Hook. Why are we talking about this?
Robin Williams was actually born this day, July 21st, 1951.
Hmm.
Played Peter Pan in Hook. One of my favorite films, even though it's flawed, I still get a lot out of that movie.
Well, flawed according to whom? Every movie.
Well,
now, all human beings are flawed. We all make mistakes.
Understand.
It's flawed. What does that mean?
That's why erasers have pencils, right?
Yeah, well.
But I got to tell you, you know, speaking of Robin Williams, his birthday today, of all the time I've done on your show, and believe it or not, it's been 30 years, which is hard to believe. The one passing of any celebrity that bothered me the most was easily the passing of Robin Williams that day. Simply because, one, he was a great talent, and two, the way he passed, it was hard to believe. But what a tremendous, tremendous talent, and one of the most amazing minds of probably any entertainer ever born, no doubt, or any person ever born, actually.
See, now, I don't find that, that's your point of view.
I found
him to be a big bore.
Really?
I never found him to be entertaining. The only thing that I liked that he did was
good morning. You don't think he had an interesting mind?
No, I think he had, that's one way of describing it.
Mind.
I think he was, I think that according to how you measure it, he was very disturbed. But oftentimes, it's like what they say about the comedians in general. They're usually very
never
unhappy,
met a person that
very sad. Yeah, right, exactly. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about AMC Theaters dropping their variable pricing plan, which we all thought was a bad idea to begin with. And now it's because nobody's buying those seats.
Well, how do you enforce it anyway? There's no usher. Like, you can't, if anybody gets, first of all, most movies that you go to are not even close to capacity, so you could basically sit anywhere you want. I've never been a big fan, I know they started this in the last, 5 years, of picking out the seat at multiplexes where you want a seat sit. I've never really been a big fan of that anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to hear that you aren't, because
now, if I go into a movie theater, if I don't like my seat, I want to have the ability to get up and sit somewhere else.
Go somewhere
else. If somebody's annoying sitting next to me, I want to have the ability to get up and sit somewhere else, correct?
Yeah. All right, what's happening this weekend? There's a couple of big openings.
Well, last night there was the previews because all these movies now open on Thursday night. Barbie, out of the gate, great. $20 million in business last night. Oppenheimer, 9, which is also a great opening. It's going to be a very good opening weekend. Both these movies are very well reviewed, very different. So we got diversity in terms of what you get a choice to see. But it's weird how social media works. This time, I think, is working sort of in a fun, positive way. People have made a pledge to go see both movies, almost like a double feature. A lot of people say they're going to go see Barbie and then Oppenheimer. I can't think of two more totally different type of films, but you know, Oppenheimer 9 Thursday night previews. That means that film could do $60 million in its opening weekend for a three-hour adult-oriented movie. That's great.
I want to go see it. Well, see, I think that you have been badgering people listening to this program long enough.
Yeah.
People are turning around and saying, you know what? There's something to what he said. So there you go.
Hey, I got one. I don't want to badger, but I'm just reporting the fact. The tracking came out on Warner Brothers' DC superhero movie, Blue Beetle.
Zero.
August 18, tracking at a $12 to $17 million opening weekend on a $120 million budget. That's terrible. It really does show
maybe
you.
Maybe they'll get the message to these
things.
Guys.
Well, that people are really starting to reject a superhero movie pretty harshly. And DC, James Gunn, who took over that division, handled this really not well by basically saying that The Flash in The Flash doesn't really measure going forward because they're going to reboot everything. They bring back Henry Cavill to do a cameo in Black Panther, Black Adam, and then basically fire Henry Cavill as Superman to reboot it. So it really is a mishandled mess. But that would be a disastrous opening, $12 to $17 million opening for Blue Beetle.
Well, maybe they'll learn their lesson.
That's what it is, Doug.
Yep, exactly.
What can we do, me and you?
So we still have Big Box. So we have Mission Impossible. They'll do Gangbusters this weekend as well. You got Indiana Jones that's still doing great. You have Sound of Freedom.
A little bit of an exaggeration, but Sound of Freedom's doing great. That is doing great.
Well, but when you talk about numbers, there are 10 times as many people going to see Indiana Jones as going to see Sound of Freedom around the world. But I find that both of them have an important place. I found them both very compelling movies, frankly.
Very good
movies. All right, Chucker, we'll talk to you Monday.
Yep. Got it.
59 past the hour on the Friday Good Day Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.